Imagine crushing a bug in your kitchen, and instantly the room fills with this overwhelming stench of like rotting cilantro mixed with burnt tires.
Oh, it is the worst.
Right. That is the chemical warfare of the brown marmorated stink bug. Welcome to our deep dive. Today, we are opening up our own playbook from right here at Griffin Pest Solutions. We're looking at the Michigan Stink Bug Prevention and Eradication Guide.
Yeah, we're taking you through the actual biology and the structural mechanics of why these invasive pests are targeting your specific walls.
Because it really feels personal sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
We'll also cover how they communicate to bring their entire colony with them, and the exact steps you need to take to shut them out for good.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because these bugs originally hitched a ride to the U.S. from Southeast Asia, right, in shipping containers back in 1998.
Yep, 1998.
But wait, if they've been spreading across the country for over 25 years, why does it feel like your house specifically just became ground zero this year? Like, did their behavior change or something?
Well, no behavior change, actually. What's fascinating here is it's just a highly tuned biological mandate. It's called diapause.
Diapause, so like hibernation.
Exactly. When temperatures drop and daylight shortens, stink bugs enter this hibernation-like state. But they don't just wander aimlessly looking for a spot.
No, they have a plan.
They do. They possess these thermoreceptors that detect really subtle heat gradients leaking from a home's foundation or siding or roof lines.
Oh, wow.
So if your weather stripping degrades even a fraction of an inch, I mean, your house basically acts like a lighthouse radiating warmth in the dead of winter.
Okay, so they just follow the heat. But, you know, it's never just one bug. I've read about them using aggregation pheromones.
Yes, the aggregation pheromones.
How exactly does one solitary scout turn into a swarm of hundreds inside a window frame overnight? Like, how does that happen?
It's a remarkably efficient chemical broadcast.
Yeah.
When a male finds a suitable microclimate, say, that warm gap behind your vinyl siding, he secretes a specific pheromone blend.
Right, and it's like he's leaving a 5-star Yelp review for his friends.
That is literally the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
And unlike sex pheromones, which only attract mates, these aggregation pheromones act as a structural beacon for everyone. Males, females, nymphs.
Everyone gets an invite.
Yep. And the scent molecules literally coat the surfaces of your house. They remain active and highly attractive for months.
Months. That is wild. It's not just a casual invitation. It's a glowing chemical neon sign painted on the drywall that survives long after the first bug is gone.
Exactly.
Which brings us to the defense strategy. I mean, the immediate instinct when you see one is to squish it, but we establish that triggers the whole burnt cilantro bomb.
Yeah, do not squish them.
Mechanically, how is that gland actually working?
So the defensive glands are located right on their thorax. When the bug is physically compressed, or even if it just senses a sudden threat, rapid muscle contractions squeeze a reservoir of toxic compounds out. Yeah, specifically aldehydes. They squeeze it out through tiny pores on their exoskeleton. It's a localized chemical deterrent designed to make predators drop them immediately.
So what does this all mean for eviction? Because you're basically playing a high-stakes game of operation, right? You have to physically remove them gently?
Very gently.
You can vacuum them up, I guess, but you have to immediately empty that canister outside. Otherwise, your vacuum just becomes like a circulating pheromone distributor.
It's actually worse than that, unfortunately.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The friction and heat of a vacuum motor will volatilize those trapped aldehydes, blasting that foul scent through your home's entire air exhaust.
Oh, that is disgusting.
It is. But, you know, vacuuming is entirely reactive anyway.
Yeah.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, long-term prevention requires interrupting those thermal beacons we talked about.
Right, the heat leaks.
Exactly. You have to physically block the heat leaks they follow.
Yeah.
You know, using specialized silicone, caulking around utility pipes, sealing gaps in soffits, repairing micro tears and screens.
Because if they can't sense the heat, they don't land. But once those pheromones are soaked deep into the wall voids of your siding, I mean, a tube of DIY caulk from the hardware store usually isn't going to cut it.
No, it really won't.
As experts right here at Griffin, we know an actual occupation requires a much heavier hand.
Which is exactly why scheduling professional inspections is so critical. Exterminators actually use specialized equipment to pinpoint those hidden thermal leaks.
And they treat the pheromones directly?
Yeah, they apply targeted treatments that neutralize the pheromone trails. It completely cuts off the colony's communication network.
Wow. You know, it definitely shifts your perspective on global logistics, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure.
If a tiny insect can conquer almost an entire continent since 1998 simply by slipping into shipping containers and, riding our supply chains, it makes you wonder.
Wonder about what?
What else is currently stowing away in the corrugated cardboard of our daily package deliveries, just waiting for the right temperature drop?
Oh, man. That is certainly a thought that will make you look at your next online delivery sitting on the porch a whole lot differently.
For professional help, call Griffin Pest Solutions at 269-353-0934.